Rabbosai, Parshas Truma, we have this the Shabbos. Parshas Truma, we know the Torah describes the building of the Mishkan, the Klei Mishkan, and the first mention in the Torah after the Torah says Vasuli Midash Mishachanti Basocham, related this morning, is the pasuk describes Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim. You should make the Aron Kodesh, and the very end of that parsha. In the description of the Aron Kodesh, the Torah describes that besides the Aron itself, that had a very, very unique halacha of how to make the Aron, there was poles. There were two poles that were called badim. And the badei Aron, the Torah describes the following thing. B'tabeos ha'aron yiyu ha'badim lo yasuru mimenu, which means that there were rings attached to the Aron, and there were poles that went through those rings, and the Torah says there's an iser, it's a prohibition to go ahead and remove the poles from the rings. Lo yasuru mimenu, which means not only when Bnei Yisrael obviously were traveling and they carried the Aron with the poles, obviously then the poles are in the rings, but even, the Gemara says, Maseches Yuma, even when Bnei Yisrael weren't traveling, the Mishkan is in resting mode right now, Bnei Yisrael are settled. There's a halacha that one is not allowed to take the badim, the poles, out of the Aron. A person that does, the Gemara says, Maseches Yuma, gets a lav. It's malchus for such a thing. Rabbosai, what in the world is the pshat in this? I can understand very well, if I'm traveling, I have to have the poles inside. But what is the pshat that even when the Aron is set, the poles will stay inside of it? And the truth of the matter is there are many, many explanations brought down. I'm going to share with you three quick explanations, and then we'll try to suggest perhaps a fourth as well. In the Sefer HaChinuch, he asks this question, he suggests the following thing. Number one, he says, Mishar Sheya Mitzvah, what's it about? Lefisha Aron Mishkan HaTorah. The Aron is the home of the Torah. V'yichol Yikareinu Kvodeinu. And the Torah is the essence of the Jewish people, the honor and splendor of the Jewish people. We have to show the Torah the most ultimate kavod possible. And therefore we have a tzivui, says the Sefer HaChinuch, not to take the badim out of the Aron. Why? What's going to happen? We'll have to leave fast. We'll get an order from Hashem, we got to travel right away. What's going to happen? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'ulai mitoch atir devachi pozon, we're going to run out fast, and we're not going to check carefully enough that the badim are tight enough on the Aron, and the Shema Chas V'Shalom Yipol V'Ein Zeh Kvodo. Maybe the Aron will fall, can you imagine? And where's the cover for Torah? But once they're always in, no problem, you're always set. That's his first pshat, which is a very, very beautiful concept in and of itself. Wow, how careful we have to make sure to be when it comes to cover that Torah. We let the Torah fall. A sefer is falls. We're in the base medicine, Svarim are upside down, backwards, forwards. Yeah. Be careful with Svarim. Cover that Torah. We discussed that a different shmooth. That's not for today's. A second reason the Sefer HaChinuch brings is each clay on Mishkan, each one of the special utensils in the Mishkan, had a special purpose and they were supposed to be looked at in a certain way. And if you're taking the poles out, it changes the image, the tzura of that Klei HaMishkan, and that's not supposed to be done, says Sefer HaChinuch. You're supposed to look at the Klei HaMishkan and have certain inspiration by looking at the Klei HaMikdash. If the poles are in, the poles are out, the poles are in, the poles are out, it's going to change the surah that you're supposed to have in the Mishkan, and therefore you don't take the poles out of the Mishkan. That's two answers brought in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chavetz Chaim in this Perek Shel HaTorah has a third pshat, and there are many, many others as well. But the Chavetz Chaim has the following beautiful pshat. Listen to this pshat. HaTorah is here, the Torah warns us, Lo lahasir ha'badim in Aron. Don't take the badim out of the Aron. Kevan sha'al yadam nasu Aron. You know why? Because through these poles, the Aron was carried. And therefore, in this Kat Shubik Tushaso, they have the same Kedusha as the Aron itself. The Zachu avorzeh she'yu tamid yachtav. And the poles are always together with the Aron. Af be'ez she'ein tzorech pama. Many people in this room are going to go out into the world one day and make a lot of money. Emir Tashem. And when they do, what are they going to do with that money? They'll take care of their families. That's also true. It's very important. And what else are they going to do? They're going to support Torah. And how connected, how closely connected are those that support Torah with the Torah itself? Says the Chavetz Chaim. You know what? They're inextricably bound. If you support Torah, Talmid Chacham, when you're alive, you have an eternal bond with the Torah and with Talmid Chachamim. And that's the Torah trying to tell us over here, says the Chavetz Chaim, by telling us over here, the Badim always know, the Badim support the Aron, the Badim carry the Aron around, and if a person supports Torah, he is one with the Torah forever. That's a big schus. Okay? And if you look around the Mefarshim, Moshe Feinstein says another pshat, and there are many, many pshatim to explain this pshat. Why exactly it is that the Badim can't leave the Aron. I was thinking in my travels, and I've been traveling a lot recently, Baruch Hashem, with the Simcha, I was traveling here and there to the hospital, to the Beit HaChlama. And this week specifically, I was just thinking, maybe I wanted to talk about this topic. You'll see why in a few minutes. But there's another pshat over here also, why it is that the Torah tells us that the Badim can't leave the Aron. And that's as follows. Maybe the Torah is coming to show us that the Torah has to always be ready to go. We live in a very, very quick age. Things happen really fast. People can decide on a whim, okay, I'm going here, I'm going there. I'm getting on a bus, I'm getting on a plane. I'm going on a long trip. And you know what? Guess what? When we go on trips and when we travel, the Torah has to always be ready to come with us. And therefore the Badim are always in place. You know why? Because you're going to travel, and when you travel, you got to always bring Torah with you when you travel. Torah on the go. No matter what, I'm going to travel, fine, I'm traveling. But I'm taking Torah with me. I'm not stopping. Okay, I learned today. It's Wednesday afternoon, 5:30. Okay. I waited for this break the whole week. There's a break. They finally give me a break in this yeshiva. From 5:30 to 8 o'clock, I'm done, Rabbi. I go out. I got my iPod in my hand or in my pocket. I got my phones. What am I listening to? I'm not done. Torah is ready. No matter where we go, no matter when we go, we always have Torah. The Badim are in the Aron to take Torah wherever we go. And I want to talk about this point. Obviously, we have a teal coming up on Sunday. Long bus rides together and long trips far down south, deep, deep down in the south of this country, down. And I wanted to talk in general a little bit about this concept of taking Torah with you wherever you go. Torah on the go. I'm going to start with some examples from the great people, and I'm going to bring it down to simple people like you and me. My wife asked me yesterday what I was going to talk about today. I told her I wanted to talk about this topic. Taking Torah with you wherever you go. And she told me to look into one of her files from one of her shiurim. And I was about to fall asleep last night. I was very tired. And I figured, you know what? If she said it, I should do it. And she's had a baby. She's busy with her. I'll listen to her. And I found the file. I took it out. And there's a following photocopy of the following incident. A beautiful incident. And Moshe Feinstein, that's all. From the Gedolei Hador. So he used to sleep around 5 to 6 hours a night. Not so bad. It's pretty good. And he'd take a little nap in the afternoon also. And there was a Shabbos. Someone that was helping him out in his room. His name is Moshe Meir Weiss. He's still alive. He's a rabbi now in Staten Island in New York. And Moshe Meir Weiss is in the room. And Moshe took a nap. He got up from his nap. And in the room, there was a sink and a cup for Moshe to go ahead and wash the negelasa so he can get back to his regular routine of learning. But Moshe gets up. I doubt he pressed the snooze button. It didn't say it in the book. I'm assuming he didn't press snooze. Gets up, and he walks over to wash his hands. But no, he stops in the way. He picks up a Tanakh. It's always with him, because he always carried Tanakh around with him. Picks the Tanakh up, walks over to the sink, turns on the water. As the cup is filling up, he flips the Tanakh open to exactly the place where he's up to, so that as soon as he finishes washing the Sadaim, whoa, I'm not going to waste a second. He's ready to roll and learn on the Tanakh. Wow. Gedol Yisrael. Blech lecha baderech. That's a new pshat. I'm walking 5 feet from my bed to my Netilas Adayim. Wow. Abosai, let's bring it home a little closer. Of Nevensal, Shlita. We all know of Nevensal. The old city. The Rav of the old city. Mechaber of many Svarim. Big Tzaddik. Anybody ever seen Nevensal walk in the old city? This is how he walks. And I'm not exaggerating. Or on a bus. He walks like this. Literally. I don't know. It's a mamash, a nace. A nace nigla. And he's okay, and he doesn't trip on himself. He walks literally the safer mamish in front of his eyes. It's not a wonder that he's finished shots more than 70 times in his life. It's not a wonder. Because he doesn't waste the time. He's going on a trip, he's going to speak somewhere, he's going somewhere. Yeah, there's a mitzvah in the Torah called Lech Lecha Baderech. Now they'll say, Rebbe, come on. Very nice. This is Gedolei Olam. This is great people. What about me? I'm a simple Jew. How does this relate to my life, with me in my life? So I'll tell you, let's bring it a little closer to home. I both said, we're all going to work one day. Probably, hopefully. Get jobs, we'll work. There's something called getting to work. It's called travel time. You have a car ride. Most people don't work next door to their house or in their house. Most people have a commute. I remember a few years ago, I was crying when I read this description. Literally crying. There was a description I read, of a Siyum HaShas. Siyum HaShas is a great thing. But it wasn't a Siyum HaShas of one person, or two people. It was many, many people. And where did the Siyum HaShas take place? None other than in the LIRR, which is, for all those out-of-towners, the Long Island Railroad. Every single morning, on a 5 or 5:15 train, there's a Rebbe, a Magid Shir. And he comes up, and he opens the Daf Yomi. And they learn every day, for whatever 45 minutes or so it takes them to get into New York City, they learn the Daf. And they finished, Baruch Hashem, the entire Shas that way, in 7.5 years on the train on the way to work. And they made a lavish Siyum on the train with music and a musical accompaniment and food. And you say to yourself, wow, to finish Shas on the train on the way into work in the morning, whoa, that's unbelievable. And I could touch that. I'm also going to work one day. I'm also going to go on LIRR. I could do that. And what an inspiration that is, and that was. And both said, when I went to Israel, my Shana Bet, I was in a yeshiva called Tzviz. I went after my long winters, man. It was a leap year that year. Also, I went to Poland with Shalvim at the time. Avchad Avtala came along with us. It was a wonderful experience. And I flew back to my house to New York, New Jersey. I landed in Newark, and it was a regular morning. My parents were picking me up from the airport, and I finally come out. I haven't seen my parents in a very long time. They were pretty happy to see me. I was happy to see them. My mother says to me, "Andy, this is a surprise for you." Surprise! I like surprises. What's a surprise? Wait till you see. I go outside, and I see my father has a car, and the car is a red pickup truck. Now, if you look at my father, he was just here in yeshiva this week. Those of you that know my father a little bit, you know he's not a red pickup truck kind of guy, to say the least. He's a rabbi, a chashav, a yid. He's not exactly the guy you'd see in a red, 4x4 with a big thing in the back, ready to go. I said, what's going on over here? I appreciate the beautiful welcome, but what's shot in the pickup truck? Very simple. My father's car was in the shop. It had to be worked on. My father went to the car rental because part of his insurance agreement was that he could have any rental he needs when the car's being fixed. He went to the car rental place and said, I have one request. This is going back more than 15 years. One request. I need a tape deck. A tape is like one of these small rectangular things that they used to play music, and I need a tape deck. Why? Because my father listens to Torah when he's in the car. They only had one car and a tape deck. A red 4x4 pickup truck kind of thing. I'll take it, he said. I'm going to go around and not learn in the car for such a long time? No way. No how. It's not happening. One of the rabbis in the yeshiva told me about his father. It could be one of our fathers, and it could be us, I would say, who has an hour commute every single day to work, and for the last years, dozens of years, what does he do on that commute? Torah tapes. Rabbi Friend, he's a bucking Rabbi Friend tapes. Rabbi Krohn, Rabbi Zev Smith, and there's so many tapes. And I both say, be honest with me, anybody in this room not have an iPod? Anybody? Me and Yopal, that's it. The truth is, I have one. It's been sitting in my mother, I hope she doesn't hear this. It's been sitting in my drawer. She bought it from like 2 years ago. I didn't open it once. It's a good iPod, I think. I never opened it. I have one in my house. I really have one. I pushed it and opened it. We have no excuse anymore. How many gigs can it hold? How many shiurim of Torah can it hold? We're going on a bus, I'm supposed to be on Sunday morning at Eilat. We're going to be on that bus for around 6 hours on one day. Yeah, we'll stop along the way, we'll stop for lunch, we'll stop for a hike, but we're going to be on that bus for a long time. We have a chance, a golden opportunity called the Ulechna Chavaderech. But Tabosa Aro Niyu Abadim, Lo Yasir Menah, means that no matter where you go, no matter when you go, you have a chance to take Torah with you. And that's the Torah is trying to teach us over here when it comes to telling us this halacha of the tabos being in the badin. I'll just end with the following thing. Rabbi Schneider is in America. I'm in his room. I feel rather uncomfortable standing in his makom, but I'll tell you, I miss him. You know why I miss him? I'll tell you why I miss him. Not because he's a good friend of mine, which he is, Baruch Hashem. I miss him because in the morning, we go on the Hasa together every morning. And we speak. What do we do on Hasa? What do the Rebbeim do on Hasa? Secret, inside information. What do we do? We don't speak about you guys. We don't speak about hak or politics. We usually speak and learning. What did you see on the sugya? Which rishon did you see? Which parish did you see? So Rabbi Baruch Hashem is here, and Rabbi Green is here, another Rabbi is still here, but Rabbi Schneider is not here. And I miss talking to Rabbi Schneider and learning on the car in the yeshiva. And that's Rabbi Osai. This, I'm not tooting my horn, believe me. There are times that we battle also, and there are times we don't spend every minute the max. Not Rabbi Schneider, me. But the point of Rabbi Osai is the Lechachah Adarach tells us, no matter where I go, I'm on the go, Torah comes with me, we should be zocher Rabbi Osai to live lives. That no matter where we go, no matter where we travel, the Torah goes with us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.